Whew. Morning, everybody. How are you doing? I know we're a little late today, but just want to, this will be very quick, actually. This is more for those people who are in the local Mansfield area, attend Mosaic or not. You don't have to attend Mosaic to do this. We're embarking on a 5-week Wednesday evening series on prayer. We're beginning this evening and 7 p.m. And I wanted to make sure that you guys were aware of that, and to let you know, it'll be like 7 to 8:15. It's not super long, but we look forward to gathering around tables and getting together, looking through the scriptures, looking at Jesus' perspective on prayer. One of the passages we'll be looking at this evening has to do, I think, reflects a little bit of Jesus' attitude about prayer and the posture that he implores us to take. So this is in Matthew chapter 6, starting at verse 5. It says, "And when you pray," so to some degree there's an assumption that we pray. When you pray, "do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street," in essence making a show of themselves, "so that they might be seen by men." To kind of show off their piety, how spiritual they are. "Truly I tell you, having received praise from men, they've already have their full reward." Verse 6. "But when you pray," again, assuming you pray, there's a presumption here. "But when you pray, go into your inner room. Go into your closet," another translation says. "Shut your door and pray to your Father who is unseen. Come by faith, knowing your Father." Not merely God. Again, he is God. That doesn't make God mere. But it is that he is beyond God with regard to our relationship with him as children. And so we're coming to our Father, which he teaches us later on. He says, "But when you pray, go to your inner room, shut your door, and pray to your Father, who is unseen, but evident, close, near, who is residing in you and around you. The clear evidence of his existence, of his being, of his magnificence is seen. Those invisible qualities are seen by what he's made, let alone his Son, his Son's work, the cross, the resurrection, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, and the transformed lives of people. But those are the invisible qualities. First, of those who have been made, human beings who are able to love and want justice and able to be passionate and introspective. But then the believer, where the Holy Spirit enlivens that life and brings it to a fervent bubbling, and the evidence of Christ in us as we're conformed more into his likeness. So he says, "But when you pray, go into your inner room, shut your door, and pray to your Father who's unseen. And your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you." Prayer. We're going to be looking at probably 5 different types of prayer, patterns of prayer in the scriptures. Why those patterns exist, what it is that God's trying to do in us, instruct us in, to make us more effective. But it begins with recognizing our Father who's unseen, trusting in his Father who will hear and respond. Humbly coming before him quietly, not in an attempt to prove to anyone what we are or not, but just honoring him as Father and coming before him, having a conversation with him, sharing our heart. And your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. So if you're able to make it, awesome. Tonight, 7 p.m., Mosaic, we'll be in the fellowship hall. Bring a Bible, bring a pen, I may have notes, I may not, so you might want to bring a notebook. But we'll dig in together. See you later. Have a wonderful day. Oh, and by the way, if you're not here this evening, we'll miss you. Have a wonderful day.